And scientists have been tracking an asteroid the size of an aircraft carrier that's set to make a close but harmless swing by Earth. At the closest, it'll be about 202,000 miles from our planet tonight at about 6:28 Eastern time. Experts at NASA's Near-Earth Object Program, which monitors asteroids and comets, said there's no chance of an impact. And if you're an amateur sky gazer with a 6-inch telescope or larger, you may be able to see this thing if the skies are clear and you know where to look. Although I guess that's true really of anything when you get right down to it. You can look at Jupiter if you know where to look. All right, let's go to Dr. Harrison Schmitt. He was the lunar module pilot on Apollo 17, the last man to walk on the moon, the only scientist to ever walk on the surface, also a senator from New Mexico, which was probably just as much an outer space experience as anything else. Dr. Schmitt, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great, and I appreciate the invitation.
Well, let me ask you about this asteroid that's flying by tonight. I guess this kind of thing happens a lot, but it's always a little disconcerting to know these things come this close.
Well, it is, and as you're probably aware, and many in your audience are aware, back in the late 1960s and 1970s, during the early 1970s, during the Apollo program, we actually had the capability to divert one of these asteroids if it indeed seemed to be on a direct impact trajectory towards the Earth. That was the Saturn V rocket, the largest rocket ever used to put human beings in space. It also could have been used to rendezvous with an asteroid and to take measures that would divert its trajectory enough so that it would miss the Earth. And I think that this encounter today just reminds us that this is a very real, low probability, but very high consequence risk that we face here as human beings on Earth.
We couldn't do that today, though, could we?
No, we could not. And we were moving towards having that capability with the Constellation program that started back almost 10 years ago, and then that has subsequently been canceled. There is talk of building now, of NASA building a new, what we call, very large heavy lift rocket, but that is not projected to be available for many, many, many years in the future, and there are some questions of whether it will be at all.
You know, it seems like we should have kept at least one of these things on standby just in case, you know, just keep one in a hangar someplace.
Well, you know, that's difficult to do. It's expensive. What we should have done, and I think history will say we should have done, is maintain the Saturn V manufacturing line at a low level and used it. Used it not only to build space stations, but to visit the moon every once in a while and continue the development of its resources. That would have been the logical and least costly space policy that we could have had. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Dr. Schmitt, what exactly do we find on the moon that would be valuable to us? What kind of resources are up there?
Well, the primary one that would be of interest here on Earth is a light isotope of helium that is called helium-3. That is an ideal fuel for fusion power production. My colleagues at the University of Wisconsin have been working on this for a couple decades now. And it really is a very, very attractive and potentially commercial resource to bring back to Earth. Unfortunately, again, we're not in a position to utilize that resource, at least not in the foreseeable future.
It does seem that NASA doesn't have that same urgent mission that it once did. It's an organization in search of a direction.
Well, it certainly is, and it is something that I think the next president has to think very, very seriously about, is what is going to be our national space policy. It is directly tied to our national security policy. Psychologically, the dominant spacefaring nation, which we have been in the past, carries a great deal of weight internationally, and it does relate directly to our national security.
Is there a threat? I hear that China wants to go to the moon. Other nations want to go to the moon. Is that threatening to us?
Well, China certainly is. They have the inherent technical capability to do that. Whether they have the managerial capability, we'll wait and see. But they have made it very clear that the moon is an object of their affection now, and that they are indeed interested in that energy resource that I mentioned previously, helium-3.
Dr. Schmitt, I've had a chance to meet a number of the Apollo astronauts over the years, and I always ask the one question I'll ask you too. If you could go back to the moon today, would you want to go?
Oh, I'd love to go back. There's not only a great deal of science left to be as it relates directly to our understanding of the Earth, but there are these resources that I think human beings are going to need in the future, and we ought to be very busy in developing in the present time.
This is Dr. Harrison Schmidt, the lunar module pilot on Apollo 17. He is an adjunct professor of engineering, physics, geology, and geophysics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Thank you so much for coming on. It's great talking to you.
All right, great talking with you, and thank you again, and best of everything today with your audience.
Appreciate it.